Hey, what's up?
I'm having my friends over for dinner.
Who are you having over for dinner?
The Bouncing Souls.
What's up? I'm Brian.
I'm Pete.
I'm Greg.
We're the Bouncing Souls, and you're checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
The Bouncing Souls?
Yeah, The Bouncing Souls.
Those fucking New Jersey mooches?
They're not mooches.
Yes, they are. They only go on tour so they can eat other people's food. Don't you know that?
I'm just making them dinner.
Well, you better lock their goddamn freezer, I'll tell you right now.
They don't want anything on freezer.
They're scum, I tell you right now. They're homeless people.
They're not homeless. They're in a band. They're played in France.
It's the same thing.
Shark attack! Shark attack! What about their dead big back? Shark attack! Shark attack! We'll reach their garage all back. Bouncing souls are on the block. First we eat, then we rock. Close your radio, block your doors. We ain't for better when it's yours. Feed friends the echo mobs. Just sit still and stay calm. It's too late to let us in. Let the eating games begin.
See, I told you they'd eat every goddamn
Sorry.
Thing in the house. There's no
the
chicken and
souls.
The biscuits. They ate all the Yoo-Hoo. What the hell were you
Sorry.
Thinking? Yeah, don't
they,
ever invite them back again.
They
Are you a moron? Oh, shit, they're
Stop.
Coming back.
No!
Shark Attack from the Bouncing Souls off of a self-titled release coming from way back in 1997. The Bouncing Souls on the show today. This is volume 60 of The Grind here on punkradiocast.com. If you're listening on Punk Radio Cast, then you will be entitled to the full volume 60, which includes some special goodies that you'll only get on the punkradiocast.com stream. If you're checking out the podcast, you will miss such stuff as an exclusive album stream from District of Columbia's. That's the Lagwagon side project featuring three members from the band. Wicked album. It's called We Barely Just Got Here. And we will be playing that in its entirety in just a little bit here on the show. Of course, we do have that interview with the Bouncing Souls. We're going to be spinning some of their music. Just looking at what I've selected, it's a little bit more of their older stuff, I guess. Because I grew up listening to a lot of Bouncing Souls, I have a lot more memories with some of the older stuff. So that's what you're going to be hearing today with a great interview with them. They talk about some upcoming touring plans for the winter, including Australia and Japan. A whole bunch of other stuff in there as well. That's going to be towards the end of the show. Also, we've got some stuff with BYO Records. They have a new release out that chronicles the 25 years of the Better Youth Organization. Put together by the Stern Brothers. So we've got some tracks off of a special compilation CD that we'll be spinning. Originally, we were going to have an interview with Youth Brigade as well, but let me get into that in the story here. It seems like it's become an annual event every year. We did this last year, and we did it this year too. I decided to drive to Winnipeg to catch a Wilhelm Scream. They do tour through Edmonton and Saskatoon and places closer to me, but it's part of the road trip, and it's always a great reminder as to why I called the show The Grind. I made the mistake of thinking that because I was driving out there, it's about a 12-hour drive from where I live, that because I've noticed that Bouncing Souls and Youth Brigade were playing the night before the Wilhelm show, along with Off With Their Heads and St. Albia Cartel, I thought it would be a great idea to not try to get any more time off work, and just leave really early that morning, pretty much after I finished volume 59 of the show, and just drive hard until I got there, and then just conduct business as usual. Well, I gotta say, I kind of feel like I let the Grind listeners down. I feel like I let myself down a bit, because I was a fucking zombie when I got there. I was doing all good till I got to my buddy's place, who lives about 2 hours outside of Winnipeg. That point, grabbed some coffee, had a shower, woke up a little bit, let him take the wheel for the remaining 2 hour drive, and just caught up on some much needed sleep that I did not apparently have enough of. Because when I got there, let me tell you, we were a little bit late. We were able to get the Bouncing Souls interview pretty easily, but we had missed the interview time with Sean Stern, and gave him a show after the Bouncing Souls interview, and he didn't answer right away. I kind of took that as You know, it's probably better because I feel like such a tired piece of shit that I don't want to waste his time and just give him bad vibes before the show that night. So, that being said, we originally went in with plans to attack it hard and get the Bouncing Souls Youth Brigade St. Alvia and Off With Their Heads interview. Pretty much did the Bouncing Souls interview, tried to keep my shit together. I was fucking, well, Bouncing Souls, for one, that's a big thing for me. Like I said before, grew up listening to them, great idols. Being inside the Chunks of Records Bouncing Souls Mobile, it was just cool just to check out all of the stickers and stuff. And I definitely had moments where I'm trying to formulate a new question, but I'm just staring off at a bunch of the stickers behind them and thinking, holy shit, I'm talking to the Bouncing Souls right now. And yeah, not in the best state of mind, but we did pull out a pretty good interview. It was interesting, actually, when I was going back to edit it. It was like something I hadn't heard before. I just didn't recall it. Enough of that being said, we do have a lot of great music from that BYO Records Let Them Know special edition package that came out recently. I'll be talking about that following the exclusive album stream from District of Columbia's. And we've got some more music in the mix as well. As part of my drive to Winnipeg, I was able to stop along the way for a coffee and a chat with a good friend and fan of the show, Mr. Taryn Cochran, punk rock graphic designer based out of Regina, Saskatchewan. We talked to him back in volume 37 of the show, I think it was. And anyway, some special news about Taryn. He is actually tomorrow. His life is going to be changed for the better. He is getting married to his wonderful fiance, Jenna. And a really cool thing. You know, a lot of guys try to come up with a really interesting and memorable way to propose to their fiance, but this guy went above and beyond. He co-wrote a song with Chaz Rabble from New Zealand's The Rabble, and it's just a fucking wicked tune. So I'm going to play it here, and big congratulations out to Jenna and Taryn Cochran getting married tomorrow. Wishing you all the best. This is Chaz Rabble with a song that he and Taryn wrote. It's called The Brightest Star here on punkradiocast.com.
Make me grin. Attention to detail.
A great song there, and setting the bar just that much higher for guys to try and impress their fiancés. That was Chaz Rabble with a song co-penned by Taron Cochran for his fiancé, The Brightest Star. Now, I've listened to that song probably close to 100 times in the past few days, and I can't say I'm getting sick of it yet. I've also heard there's been a great buzz in New Zealand about this new Chaz Rabble song. In fact, they're looking to make a music video for this song as well. So great stuff there, Chaz Rabble. And now we're getting into some more great stuff. The exclusive stream of the District of Columbia's new album, We Barely Just Got Here. Now, District of Columbia's is a sort of a post-hardcore punk rock band coming from Fresno, California, and it's made up of three members from Lagwagon and a dude named Steve Shepard, and some fucking great stuff here. We're talking Dave Ron on drums and vocals, Chris Rest on guitar, Steve Shepard playing guitar, vocals, and bass on this album as well, but I'm told that Jesse B, the man on the bass for Lagwagon, is also in this band as well. Now, after popping this disc into my CD player, if I hadn't been told by the guys themselves in Lagwagon that this was a side project, I don't think I would associate this with Lagwagon. Nonetheless, a fucking awesome disc. Six tracks available now out on In Your Face Records. Go to www.inyaface.co.jp and you can pick it up there, or if you hold off for a little while, it will be available on iTunes, I'm told. But if you just can't get enough of this, let me recommend that you request District of Columbia's right here on punkradiocast.com. The dude sends off a few copies, so I'm going to hook Jana and Danny up with a copy of this, get this added to our Punk Radio Cast playlist. I think it's something that is going to take off. Just a reminder, if you are not listening to the original airing of this Volume 60 of The Grind, you're only going to hear three songs off this EP. But if you're listening to Punk Radio Cast, it's all good. We've got all six tracks coming up for you right now. This is the first track, Kill the Witness, District of Columbia's exclusive stream on The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Countdown for blast off. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire.
Balls up!
this is the part of the album that fools you, leading you to believe that your adrenal glands can get a bit of a rest. This slowly building crescendo does not prepare you for the full-on intensity of this next track. This is Districts of Columbia with Sour. Although this part here reminds me a little bit of Foo Fighters, it's not such a bad thing. One more shredding track from District of Columbia's. This is Set to Fail.
Make up the promise to start. We both so thoughts of somewhere over Fresno.
I'm from Moline, Illinois.
Oh, shit.
That's the kind of talk I like to hear, boy. That's it. Let me hear your guns.
My guns?
I want to hear what they sound like. Let me hear them.
Set to Fail. And that wraps up our exclusive stream of District of Columbia's brand new EP, We Barely Just Got Here. That is available right now in Japan on In Your Face Records, available very soon to the rest of us on iTunes. And if you really dig it, keep requesting it on punkradiocast.com and we will spin it as much as you guys want to hear it. I know that they would really like to hear what you guys thought of it. Head over to the band's MySpace page, myspace.com/districtofcolumbias. Let them know what you thought of the disc. And of course, you can head over to the Grinds page, myspace.com/burnside780, and drop us a line as well if you want. Definitely pulling some 80s and 90s hardcore punk rock sound there in the vein of Fugazi, Minor Threat, some Bad Brains as well. That's a solid release from District of Columbia's, and I think it's going to do pretty good. Up next, we don't really have a From the Mailbox, but we do have another related artist. When we were talking to Lagwagon back in September of last year, they mentioned Shiza Minnelli as a band that you guys should be familiar with. Now, we've played them on the show before, but we just recently got a new disc from them. This is coming off of a 2008 release by Shiza Minnelli entitled The Crime Has Come. This song is When Skateboarding Was a Crime.
Skateboarding just become so cool. I used to be for the reasons at school. Ran from cops, ran from security. Skateboarding still had its purity. I like skateboarding better when it was a fucking crime. I like skateboarding better when it was a fucking crime. I used to be a thing of passion. Now I've been blown to a passion. Can't even get a skate shoe from Nike. I wore a pass, it ain't like me. I like skateboarding better when it was a fucking crime.
One of Germany's hardest touring hardcore units, that was Shiza Minnelli. Now, these guys have been around since 2003, started up by two native Californians and two Germans, actually, to form a high-speed hardcore skate punk phenomenon based in southern Germany. Let's get into another one. This kind of tells a good story about the band. This is Shiza Minnelli, part two. Shiza Minnelli, part two, coming off that 2008 release, The Crime Has Come. Now, a big shout out to Beanie Records for hooking us up with this disc and a bunch of info on the band. You can find them online, Beanie Records. It's myspace.com/eternallin. LYNN. There's lots of great info there on Shai Zimonelli, and you can find links to Shai Zimonelli's MySpace page as well. Lots of shows listed there. In fact, they're playing a show tomorrow night in Germany with Civil Victim and a whole bunch more bands. Lots of shows up on that Shai Zimonelli page. Once again, big thanks goes out to Nicole at Beanie Records. We've got a few more Shai Zimonelli tracks for you on the show today. This one is Their Plan on the Grind on punkradiocast.com. This one doesn't get you going, you might be dead. This is Shai Zimonelli, Thrash Circle Pit.
Thrash Circle Pit! Thrash Circle Pit! Whatever happened to the days of old, before everybody beat to a mold, running around in a circle pit, no kickboxing, no bullshit. Lift up your bills and pay your bets, and you're crazy in the circle pit dance. Thrash circle pit, thrash circle pit. Tough guy shit, it ain't for us. We're thrashing around with punks we trust. They dive in and skanking about. When someone falls, you help them out. Flip up your beat and pay your bets, and get crazy in your circle pit dance. Thrash circle pit, thrash circle pit. Thrash circle pit, thrash circle pit, thrash circle pit, thrash circle pit.
Fuck yeah. Now, Shai Zimonelli has been compared to Blast, Poison Idea, and RKL, just to name a few. And for good reason, they end up covering an RKL track that's the final track on Shai Zimonelli's The Crime Has Come. It's also the final Shai Zimonelli track on today's volume of The Grind. This is Shai Zimonelli with Y on punkradiocast.com.
Yellow eyes, yellow skin. My liver bleeds, but I don't need it anymore. And why here? this disease. Addiction is something that I don't need.
Shiza Minnelli with a great cover there of Why. Now I'm thinking, why not play some Rich Kids on LSD in today's volume of The Grind as well. I know we've got some RKL heads who have tuned in to the show, and if you're playing along at home, then you may have already made the connection between District of Columbia's, and I guess Lagwagon for that matter, and RKL. Of course, Dave Ron and Chris Rest both spending time in the RKL lineup in previous years. So let's get to the RKL version of that song. This is Rich Kids on LSD on punkradiocast.com. Why?
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse. As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
And it just would not be right to spin only one RKL track. So here's another one. Both of these cuts are coming off of the Keep Laughing, the best of Rich Kids on LSD release that came out back in 2001. This song is called Lives on the Grind on punkradiocast.com.
I don't know who to believe.
I'm confused and I can't think anymore. All these questions on my mind. Can you always believe what they say? Or will you believe the lies that they tell you about our country? We know it.
We have around another 10 to 15 minutes worth of music before we get into that Bouncing Souls interview for you here on volume 60 of the show. Just a reminder, check out The Grind's YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/burnside780. And there you'll find all sorts of live performance stuff, and interview footage with bands that we've worked with in the past, including stuff from the Bouncing Souls recorded at the Pyramid Cabaret in Winnipeg at the end of September. Some live stuff as well as that interview stuff. But first, let's get into a few tracks off of a compilation CD recently out on BYO Records. Of course, BYO is celebrating 25 years of punk rock in the making with a collector's box set that is out now. If you're a vinyl head like me, you can pick up a wicked package that contains a double LP featuring the 31 exclusive tracks, plus a bonus CD version. You also get a full-length DVD of the documentary movie, Let Them Know. That's the story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records. And you get a 100-page companion coffee table book as well, with some great stuff in there for fans of BYO Records and the Youth Brigade. Lots of great stuff on this. There's artists from all over the catalog, and we're gonna play just a few songs off that. But I have to say, I am really excited for this weekend when I get some downtime. Back in 2007, down at Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas, it's an event that's put on by BYO Records every year. A couple years ago, they had an exclusive preview of this Let Them Know documentary, and just with all the insanity that is Punk Rock Bowling, I didn't quite make it to that movie screening, and I've sort of been kicking myself in the butt since. But now that I have this Let Them Know collector's box set, you better believe that I will be watching that movie this weekend. So let's get into our first track today from that compilation. This is Youth Brigade doing a cover of an SNFU song. This is Misfortune on the Grind. Was Youth Brigade's take on SNFU's Misfortune. That song originally coming out back in 1985 on the album And No One Else Wanted to Play. Let's hear another Edmonton band on BYO Records. This is Wednesday Night Heroes. They're doing a cover of a Winnipeg-based band, The Stretch Marks. This song is called Foreign Policy.
Shoot 'em up, pollute the air.
The sun down will die of breath.
We're the bells we must unite.
We must have won this human fight.
Together, yeah, we're one.
Die together, foreign soul.
see.
Concentrate, try to drill.
I'm about to do this bill.
Mr. President, we hate you.
Fucking need to put us in the ground.
We must be nice.
We must have won this stupid fight.
Together, yeah, we are one.
Gotta get this war
inside.
War in.
Policy.
War in.
Policy.
War in.
Policy.
War in.
Policy.
You come up and visit us. Stop at Tom Rush in April Wine, French and English. From the 49. From the past to the present day. Canadian punks.
Fucking ice! Nothing about to run with ice! We want to run a stupid fight! Together, yeah, we are one! We are one Canadian!
For it!
Bossy!
For it!
Bossy!
For it!
Bossy!
For it!
Bossy!
For it!
The Wednesday Night Heroes doing their cover of a Stretch Marks song that was Foreign Policy. And that song originally being released in 1984 on the Stretch Marks and What Do You See album. Now, like I say, this is just a small preview of what is on that 31-track compilation disc. Let's get into a few more. This is Lagwagon doing a one-man army cover. This is SOS on the Grind, coming off the BYO Records Let Them Know compilation.
Calling out, it's an SOS.
not fool you, that was the Bouncing Souls. But that was a cover of the 7 Seconds track, Young Till I Die. That's also the first track on the BYO Records companion CD to that box set. Now, speaking of other punk radio cast shows, like Pay to Strum with Kevin Seconds of 7 Seconds, if you had a chance to catch Blackheart Radio last night, then you would have heard an interview with Sean Stern from Youth Brigade. So it's all icing on the cake if you listen regularly to punkradiocast.com, which I recommend that you do. We do have one more track off of this compilation disc on BYO Records. Available now, I want you to head over to byorecords.com, and there you can find out more information than what I could tell you in my little time slot on what this box set is all about. Also, if you find them on MySpace, myspace.com/byodocumentary is one site you can find some dates on where they will be doing some more screenings of the Let Them Know documentary. We've got one coming up on the 23rd of October in Salt Lake City at the Spy Hop. A few more dates up there as well. Of course, Youth Brigade still on tour. Find them online, myspace.com/youthbrigade. And let's get into our final song off of this compilation. This is Ashers, actually doing a cover of a Bad Religion song from way back in 1982 off of a compilation called Someone Got Their Head Kicked In. This is Ashers, In the Night, on punkradiocast.com. Know the story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records, a great little gift for fans of punk rock and punk rock history alike. Well, let's get into that Bouncing Souls stuff, shall we? This is coming off of a BYO record split that the Souls did with Anti-Flag a while back. This is Punks in Vegas.
Back to the grind on punkradiocast.com. We have a couple dudes here from the Bouncing Souls. Who do we have?
What's up? I'm Pete.
Hey, Brian.
How you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Enjoying the tour thus far. You've played a few dates in Canada and played along in the States as well. What's been the best part of the Canadian leg so far?
Just hanging out with the Stearns. I think it's been the best part. Real friends from Youth Brigade. We go way back, so it's good to like be back on tour with them, you know?
Yeah, actually the whole cast of this tour is a lot of new friends too, but it's like a really cool group.
Right here.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Just talking about tour and stuff.
Like, dudes on tour!
Big year for you guys, 20 years.
Yeah.
How do you keep it going?
I don't know, man. It's like, it's harder to imagine doing something else than it is to imagine. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like work keeping this going to me. This is like what I want to do, you know?
I don't know if there's any real secret to it. Just kind of, maybe we've just kind of gotten lucky that we don't want to kill each other and we still lick each other and have fun together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
After seeing the 15-year anniversary video, it stands that much further higher that you guys are still going and going hard. Is it weird to be in a band that you know, if it was a person itself, it could be sent off to war, it can drink legally. What kind of
it's not old enough to drink in the States.
That's
yet,
true.
Actually.
Yeah. What kind of aspect has that changed in your life being in a band for that long?
Again, like, change from what? See, the thing about us is like this is all we've known since high school, so it's kind of hard to answer in a way. You know what I mean? Like, this is sort of just all. This is like what we know.
We've just gotten better at doing it and making it more fun for ourselves and everybody. So, yeah, we've learned and developed our way of doing it. So you could say that's why it's been more. This year has been more fun for me than any year I think ever.
You guys constantly constantly have releases like once a month with your singles. What is the writing process something that just at this stage is so natural that it's just like, okay, I've got this idea and it hammers out so quickly, or is it something that you take a look at?
Yeah, we didn't really labor over these songs at all. We just banged them right out, you know.
Yeah,
kind of both us. Kind of harder too sometimes, you know. Like,
well, no, some tunes really like come naturally, and then other ones, you get a certain part and you're like, this is great, but you don't know how to
bridge it to the
rest of it doesn't finish easily. So yeah, there's a little bit of that. And Ted, who produced all the tunes, he's definitely good at being the objective person. Like, that's what a producer
sure,
does
definitely.
Because you start butting your heads about it and you can't really see it, and then that's when he's really good at helping with the next step.
More songs are right too, like plus you wanna like repeat yourselves.
Yeah.
So you want to always keep it kind of new.
Yeah.
For yourselves and for everybody else. That's the kind of thing.
I used to have a home with a room and a bed, a porch and a driveway with a big garage, but I traded it in. I kept some faith and laid my head down every night, and it seemed so far away. It seemed so far away. Remember me now. Things always change. The places I saw, I learned some things about myself. I guess it came the hard way. Now I know what counts. I got one prayer. It's in your confidence. Know all the places I wanna be. Everyone's gone. There's no one, just me. Remember me now. Things always change.
You guys are currently on tour with the Stern Brothers, Youth Brigade. What kind of relationship has blossomed out of knowing those guys and playing with them, working with them for so long?
They're just like, they're total family.
They're kind of like our uncles.
Yeah, they're kind of uncles.
It's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, they're like good friends, role models, you know, like the whole thing. Like,
yeah, they've been there.
First met them, like, they were doing like what we wanted to do, mm-hmm. you know, which was...
Yeah, we learned a lot from those guys, for sure.
Definitely.
As a band, you guys have toured all over the world. Any places that you haven't had a chance to go back to that you've maybe played once or twice that stands out as somewhere you guys want to get back to and devote that time to touring that, you know, specific area?
Actually, the only place that we missed on our world tour was Australia and Japan this year, which is one trip that we're probably going to do this winter anyway. But otherwise, I think we covered everything and a lot of new ground too. Like, you know, we played our 50th state, Alaska, which was the only state we hadn't played.
Yep.
So that was exciting, and went to South America for the first time and did a whole tour down there, which was totally amazing. Went to Europe twice this year. Did like did a lot of the U.S. and then we did the Warped Tour in the U.S. again. And right after this tour, we're going back doing the rest of the U.S. that we missed. So we've been really thorough for our 20-year world tour.
We're gonna go back to talking about Warped Tour for a little bit here. What are your thoughts on some of the newer bands that are getting all the exposure these days on Warped, say from last year or this previous summer, I guess? Do you think it's something that is going to continue with that crunk trend, or?
There's always been like crappy fake music in the mainstream, you know. There just still is, and I still don't pay attention to it. And maybe it looks a little more punk, but it isn't at all. So
it seems to be getting out there more with like the power of the internet, the ability to just, you know, set up a MySpace page and market it that way without having to sit down and pay the dues, play the shows.
Right, right.
Does that ever bug you when you guys see someone who's maybe achieved that fame or that level without actually, you know, putting in the hard work?
I'm like, we'll see like where they are 20 years. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, or 5 years.
To me, it doesn't matter one bit. Like we do what we do, and
yeah, we don't really sit around dwelling about what other people do and who is getting big and famous and all that stuff, because that would be like such a waste of time to sit around worrying about that stuff, you know.
You guys aren't in it for being rich and famous. Like, yeah, it's not something.
This is what we're in it for, man. We love our life, you know. We have a great time every day, and like, what more can you ask for, you know?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, the richest people in the world can't probably all say that. Like, they can't have the fun that I have. I doubt it. You know? Yeah. I really doubt it.
It all goes back to money can't buy you happiness, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You find out what does make you happy, and you pursue it, and that's what we've done. And you know, we've experienced everything.
Well, that's the thing about any of those young bands. Like, it's like, yeah, it might be nice to have some more money, but in the end, it's like all the experience that I've had, I would never trade. Yeah. And they don't have it, so it's like, it's been the most amazing experience, and that's what I really take with me.
15 minutes of fame versus...
Yeah, or whatever the lives they're leading. Yeah. I have no idea, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit here and judge that either. I don't know what they do.
I have no regrets about my life or anything, because it's been such a great experience.
Any advice for musicians who are dedicated in the ways that you guys are dedicated to the craft of creating awesome punk rock music? Any advice to in today's culture of new regulation, not really regulations, but new world view for the record industry? I mean, digital.
Don't listen to us. don't listen to anybody.
Do what you know is right. You know, yeah. You already know what's right. You already know what you should do. The voice is inside, so. It's just a matter of having the courage to follow that, you know.
Any bands that are currently on your guys' radar that you think Punk Radio Cast listeners should check out?
Well, let's see here. You guys know about Off With Their Heads, who's out on this tour in St. Alvia?
Yeah.
Both great.
Some good friends coming tonight.
Tonight we're hanging out with the Loved Ones and Gaslight Anthem, both Frank really Turner. good friends, and Frank Turner, who are out on tour. We're actually crossing paths in Winnipeg, so... They're playing in town tomorrow. Yeah, but so they're all coming to our show tonight. That'll be cool. I'm sure they're all on your radar anyway. The Bronx, my new favorite band, also probably on your radar.
How about El Bronx Mariachi?
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Good stuff.
Totally awesome.
The Architects are a good band.
Yeah.
From Kansas City.
Yeah, the Architects. For sure.
Do you guys ever think about doing something that deviates from your normal routine of style? You ever think about doing something just crazy out there?
I think we kind of did this whole year in our like putting, you know, music out like 1 month at a time and mm-hmm. not putting out like a normal release. I think the for us that was kind of going out on a limb a little bit, you know.
And it's paid off, I think.
Mm-hmm. Been cool. It's been interesting.
As much as putting records out can pay off these days.
And I think musically, like, we've always, all the way back to the beginning, have done whatever we want. So it's like, even back to our first record, it's not all one punk song, you know what I mean? Like, there's, it's like, we're totally free musically, the Bouncing Souls are, you know? We don't have to do anything, any style, so we have that freedom and exercise it and enjoy it all the time. So if you've checked out this year's songs, they're all over the place, like, so... been a lot of fun.
Definitely. Quick touching on the economy and just global economy issues that we're all facing. Obviously that affects you guys as touring musicians as well. What are some of the locations that you've seen it really impacting on, be it in the States or in Europe?
Locations.
Like, where that's like really like blue collar, like working class, like, you know, people just don't got a lot of money these days. So
yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah. Less turnout at the shows and
there's that, and you just took a vibe, you know, like people were.
You can feel it in America. Thoughts,
you know? Yeah, absolutely.
A lot, because I think maybe people were definitely living beyond their means a lot more. I don't know. It's probably a worldwide thing, but certainly in America, people were living well beyond their means, and now they're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's definitely It seems like it's really all a global thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like everything, it's cyclical, right? So, I mean, keep strong and everyone will get through it.
Yeah, I think the world's definitely, like, going through some growing pains and just constantly.
Hopefully growing pains.
Yeah. It has to be. It can't not be. So, yeah.
Got to keep it positive.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anything else you guys want to get out there before I wrap it up today?
Thanks.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for checking us out, man. As always.
I met some people along the way. Some of them did, some of them stay. Some of them want, some more gone by. Gotta be friends, I love till I die. From all these people I try to learn. Some of them shine, some of them burn. Some of them rise, some of them fall. For good or bad, I know them all.
I spent my summer vacation release. Now, in between those interview segments with the Bouncing Souls, we also heard some more of their music. First off, after the first segment, we heard the song called Kate is Great, coming off their self-titled release, as well as Say Anything. following this second interview segment. Now, that's pretty much it for the show. I do have one more song that I am going to spin for you. It is another Bouncing Souls song, and it does come off of their Hopeless Romantic release. And just to let you know what's coming up on next week's volume of The Grind, Volume 61, we've got interviews with The Riot Before, The Artist Life, and A Wilhelm Scream. So right now, let's get into our last song of Volume 61. This is The Bouncing Souls. Great song here. This is 87. You guys have a great weekend. If you're Canadian, you enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend, and have some turkey for me, too. I'll catch you guys next week.
Night when music's playing and it sounds just right, it gets inside.